Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs. What the hell's going on out here?
No idea what's going on, but I am excited.
Every pick, every play, every game-changing moment.
It's unbelievable!
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
It's a great day to be alive, and it's a great day to be a better. Welcome to another edition of You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM, right here on the BetMGM Network. I'm Femi Abebefe, hanging out with you guys over the next 4 hours, where you can find us across a multitude of platforms. Make sure to watch us live 24/7 on the BetMGM Network and directly on the free Odyssey app. You can also check us out on Twitch at BetMGM Network and on YouTube at the BetMGM Network. You can watch us on Roku, Fubo TV, Samsung TV Plus, and more. And if you'd like to listen to us, make sure you head on over to Sirius Channel 160 or Sirius XM 205. You can go ahead and listen to us live in your car on satellite radio. How great is that? Absolutely love it. And throughout these 4 hours, make sure you hit us up on social media. You can find me on Twitter at Femi Abebefe. You can find me on Instagram, Femi underscore Abebefe, which I do a horrendous job of keeping tabs of my IG. My wife even told me earlier this weekend, I sent you something on Instagram. I said, honey, I haven't looked at it in like 3 days. But I promise, tonight, after the show, I will be on IG. I'll be in the streets. I doubt anyone's been reaching out on there since I'm never active. But hey, we're going to try to keep that afloat over on IG. So once again, Femi underscore Abebefe. You can hit up the show on Twitter, at You Better You Bet, and the entire network at BetMGM Network over on Twitter. If you like our show, you like Bet Sweats, BetMGM Tonight, Daily Tip, all the shows that we have across the network, weekdays and weekends, at BetMGM Network is where you can find it. We got the crew hanging with us on this Monday. We got Tyler Morales. We have Jay Kassan, Mike Brown, Sean Ha, Addy Bates. Billy Z is not with us. He'll be back on Wednesday out of town for some family arrangements. But Nick Costos, he joins us at the top of the hour with his thoughts on the wild finish in Philly that saw the Eagles come from behind and then hang on to beat the Los Angeles Rams. We'll talk about that game here shortly in this opening segment. But as always, it's all football today, all National Football League. And if you miss any parts of these 4 hours, make sure you check us out in podcast form. Just search You Better You Bet wherever you get your podcasts. And while you're there, because we're putting the content on there in on-demand fashion for all of you to consume, the least you could do is to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcast. We have one guest who will be joining us at 5:20 Eastern time. It's our BetMGM Network teammate, co-host of Bet Sweats with Joe Ostrowski, 9 to noon Eastern. The great Sam Paniadovich joins us here on You Better You Bet for his weekly Monday hit. He does an awesome job with Nick on Sundays. You Better You Bet's countdown to kickoff, 11 to 1 p.m. Eastern time, leading up to the NFL early window slate. Awesome work for Fox Sports Digital, Bear Bets Podcast, Chicken Dinner Podcast. We're going to get Sam's thoughts and his recap from week 3 in the NFL. And also to talk a little bit of college football as well, because it was a fun weekend in college football where, like, I was telling Tyler this earlier this morning, because Tyler's filling in for Bill as our executive producer. I might just become a college football guy because the NFL's whooping my ass, damn it. Like, college football bets have been going great. Shout out to Texas Tech. Guns up. Wreck 'em. Red Raiders. NFL? We'll get into that all throughout this hour, and I'll let you know how we did not win dollars at the window. But because it's a Monday, want to go ahead and let you guys know. And you should know by now, you should already be in the routine. I mean, it's the end of week 3. We're headed towards week 4 in like a few days. You should already know what you're supposed to do. But calling out all the real ones on social media, on YouTube, what is your best bet for tonight's Monday night football game between the Detroit Lions and the Baltimore Ravens? You must include the rationale. It could be a side, a total, or a prop, but please tell us why you like the bet. And the only way we're going to give you the shout out is if you drop it in the YouTube chat. Go ahead and visit us at the BetMGM Network. You can find the stream, drop it into the YouTube chat, your best bet for tonight's Monday Night Football game, side, total, prop, and why, and we will tip the cap to you as a real one later on during the program. But let's get into what we saw yesterday afternoon, evening, from the National Football League, week 3. And I would say midway through the early window slate, I was probably watching the games. I'm like, damn, there's been a lot of flags For some reason, like a lot of the games felt like ref shows and a lot was going on. Oh, holding, block in the back, offside. Like, I'm just like, damn, man, like there's no clean ball out there. Like, what's happening? But that witching hour struck and that early window slate went from dud to stud. That thing was insane. And like, that's where like I want to start the show today, is just reflecting and talking and recapping what we saw at the end of the early window yesterday afternoon. I mean, Eagles and the Rams. Philadelphia wins at 33-26. Like, what a freaking game that was. Just as insane a betting experience as you'll find. Like, I laid three with Philadelphia. Talked about it throughout the week. Hey, if this goes down to three, bet the Eagles. Luckily, a shop here in Las Vegas, they deal everything at 11-10, which is minus 110. Like, they got down to three, bang, I hit it. Biggest bet of the week. We talked about it on Friday. I said it's my favorite bet, biggest bet of the weekend, Philadelphia laying the three. Watching the game. Oh, this is going poorly. They're getting destroyed. They don't look good. The Boo Birds are out. It's all bad, but just an insane ending with the Rams trailing by one, kicking the game-winning field goal. Bang! How about our guy Jordan Davis? Blocks the kick, and I'll say this right now. It might be a hot take. I don't care because I know I'm right. Jordan Davis is the most athletic person on planet Earth. Like, dude, that guy is like 6'5", 340 pounds. He elevates the elevator man. Shout out to Dickie V. He elevates, blocks the kick, and then busts through the line of scrimmage while running, which is like, I know on TV it looks very, very easy for a big person to just go and scoop that ball up. That's not easy. How many big guys do we see trip over themselves when trying to recover a fumble? He picks the ball up and then is running as if he is like a wide receiver. Nobody in the picture. None of the Rams guys could catch him. He's running 60 yards to the crib and to the window for yours truly, who had no business covering the point spread. Once again, no business covering the point spread, laying three with Philadelphia. The Rams should have won the game, or at least covered the number. But Jordan Davis, pick him up, put him down. Pick him up, put him down. Pick him up, put him down. Just chugging down the field. And I'm thinking to myself, because my wife is sitting next to me. We're watching the game because she's locked in on what's going on as well. She's a big Vikings fan. She's all happy after the way they beat the hell out of the Cincinnati Bengals. But we're watching the games, and she's like, what are you rooting for? Because I was rooting for Philadelphia the whole time. It looks like they're going to like not cover. So at that point, Cowboys fan Femi kicks in. So now I'm rooting for the Eagles to lose. I'm like, all right, if you're not going to win me money, get the hell out of my face, lose the game. So I'm like, all right, great. Rams in field goal range. Let's get this thing done. The field goal gets blocked. And I'm like, damn, what the hell? And then I see he's running. I'm like, keep going. Keep going. Keep going. And he runs all the way and gets us the cover as the Eagles win the game by seven. Just a ridiculous turn of events. I will likely never run into Jordan Davis, literally or figuratively. I mean, literally, I hope that never happens because he'll truck my ass and run me over. But I will probably never run into Jordan Davis. If I ever do, drinks on me, young man. Absolutely love what you did yesterday with a miracle cover by the Philadelphia Eagles. Because, boy, don't get it twisted. What we saw yesterday, once again, the Philadelphia Eagles were outplayed. But guess what? They win. Like, they just win. And it has to be incredibly frustrating for people who either bet against the Eagles or people who hate the Eagles, like I do, or people who just, like, watch football in general. This team, I'll go ahead and say this because I think it's true. Once again, I wouldn't say it if I didn't believe it was true. For a third consecutive game, the Eagles were outplayed by the opposition. And that includes the opening night game against the Dallas Cowboys. Dallas outplayed them, Kansas City outplayed them, and now LA outplayed them. Three straight games. They were outgained by the opposition. None of it matters. They're 3-0. And I get it. They're winners. They're defending champions. All is good. And all that stuff is great. However, like, does anyone think they look good when you watch the Eagles play? Like, when you actually watch it with your own two eyes, how do you not think back to 2023? In that season where the Eagles got off to a 10-1 start and all the numbers showed that this team was fraudulent and everyone's saying, well, look at the record. They're 10-1. They're winners. And then they collapse at the end of the year. It looks a lot like that, man. I don't know. I'm just watching. I'm watching, and I'm saying this as somebody who bet them yesterday in the game. I was very much locked in on that football game. The passing game struggles. They have no passing game whatsoever. I guess they got to be down by 19 points to find the passing game, because that's when they open things up. And I know, just for context, and it's important to note, Lane Johnson got injured with a neck injury. Sounds like he'll be A-OK. He thinks he's going to play this upcoming Sunday when they take on Tampa Bay. But like, Lane Johnson's their best offensive lineman. When the offense doesn't have Lane Johnson, the offense falls off a cliff. But I would argue, with Lane Johnson in the lineup, the offense still stunk out loud. Like, I get it, they win, but like, let's just keep this in mind. If the Eagles start to regress a little bit, they were never as good as this 3-0 record suggested. 3-0 record, I should say. Like, this team has some real problems, and it's good to win and figure the problems out on the fly, but like, they have issues, and it's not all gravy, and the defending champions out to 3-0, and they're just like the world beaters. I don't see them that way. Neither should you. As for the Rams, real quickly here before we get to the other wild games from that early window witching hour, the Rams got to be kicking themselves, man. Like, not one, but two field goals were blocked. Like, we're all going to look back at the Jordan Davis play. The previous possession, they had a field goal blocked. That one was by Jordan Davis's Georgia buddy, Jalen Carter, the spitter. Like, the Rams should have won that game. Chance to go up by 8 midway through the fourth. Chance to win the game with a 44-yard field goal. Could not execute either one. And this is the kind of game when, if you're a Rams fan or Rams better or whatever, this is the kind of game when you look back and when we get to January and it's like, well, Rams have to go back to Philadelphia in the playoffs. This is the game that you're going to be wondering what the hell went wrong. Because this is the kind of game that swings who might have home field advantage or who might be able to host a playoff game as opposed to travel in a playoff game. And we saw, you know, last January, it was snowy outside. I think the Rams, if they had a choice, would like to avoid doing that once again. All right, let's get over to another crazy game from the early window in the witching hour. That was the Cleveland Browns and the Green Bay Packers. Well, I guess not all the big favorites are going to win, right? Biggest upset to date this season, Brownies plus 7.5. They win outright, knocking people out of Survivor, which I absolutely enjoyed. And the Browns win the game 13-10. And off the top, like, this defense is a monster, man. They held the Packers to 230 yards, 3.8 yards per play. That's coming off of the heels of a performance where they held the Baltimore Ravens to 242 yards and 4.6 yards per play, and the Cincinnati Bengals to 141 yards and 2.9 yards per play. This defense is ridiculous. It's a damn shame that they don't even have an offense that's like just below average, like normal bad. Because if they were just normal bad on offense, they could win 8-9 games. Why not? With a defense like that, what they've been doing against Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, and now Jordan Love, it's a hell of a defensive effort by the Cleveland Browns. But despite all of that, for Green Bay, you're up 10-0 in the third quarter, or late in the third, early in the fourth. I mean, at that point, you got to think that it's ball game, right? And this, to me, if there's one thing you could point to with the Green Bay Packers where you feel maybe a little bit skittish on, Jordan Love, I know like he's like a six-year pro, but he hasn't played as much football as guys who are usually 6 years in the league. Like, that's where he's got to learn how to manage the game. Dog, you're up by a touchdown against a team that has zero offense. 3rd-and-3 on your own 25, 3:18 left in the game. You decide to force a ball in there to throw an interception? That's the only way you lose, because the Browns are not driving the length of the field to score a touchdown against you. It's not happening. And that INT set Cleveland up with the short field. Bang, tied up game. And at that point, okay, Green Bay, no harm, no foul. Go down the field, do your thing. They get into field goal range. Bang, another blocked kick. It was the blocked kick day in the National Football League. Now, Cleveland, who has a short field, they don't have to do that much. Michael Parsons jumps off sides, couple short passes, and then our guy Andre Smith, who was just like the absolute GOAT and not in the good way after week one, shanking field goals against the Bengals, costing them the game, 55 yards in your eye hole. Brownies beat the Packers. Just a ridiculous game. For Green Bay, in the long run, they'll be fine. For Cleveland, I just, once again, if they could ever get some kind of an offense, this team could actually be pretty scary in a competitive AFC North. And then finally, because this game was just nuts, Tampa beating the Jets 29-27. The great escape that didn't need to be an escape, because the Bucs were in complete control in this game. I texted Tyler and Nick, because it was our Survivor chat, because I'm like, hey, we're rooting for the Jets to win this game. I texted them with Tampa up 26-13 saying, are we about to see something crazy in Tampa? Like, we were rooting hard for Gang Green. And all of a sudden, Jets cut it to 6. They block a field goal. They score a touchdown. Shout out Will McDonald. I'm going crazy. Aaron Glenn on the sideline doing his dance. You know, he's going crazy. I'm right there with Aaron Glenn, man. I'm like, dog, let's go. J-E-T-S. But unfortunately, Baker Mayfield does his job, drives them down the field, and they get it done. As it was just an insane, insane performance. But as my dog Willow was barking, the dogs were barking once again in the National Football League as we saw a ridiculous early window for week 3. All right, on the other side, we'll get to the biggest stories from around the National Football League. I mean, Nick Bosa and the San Francisco 49ers, CeeDee Lamb and the Dallas Cowboys, and we will unpack the AFC West clash that saw the Chargers beat the Broncos. It's all coming at you next here on You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.